Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought about all the different people inside you, of you? Yeah. Tell me, would you like to learn more about your inner child? You know, we all have one. Have you ever wanted to meet your inner adolescent? Well, that's kind of a scary thought, isn't it? Can you imagine having a sit-down with your inner parent? Tell me, do you know what it takes to make big changes in your life? I'm talking about really, really big changes. And when was the last time you heard about someone who is called your coach for change? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers to these questions that we're asking? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to make changes? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I will be welcoming back a guest who has been on this show before, and he is a success coach extraordinaire. He will provide us with inspirational, informative lessons and some really, really great advice. I'm pleased to announce today that our show is featured live on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I am honored to be a featured host with Blog Talk, and we have over 1 million fantastic listeners. Also, LinkedIn has announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed during 2012. So thank you to all of you out there who went to view me. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. After climbing the corporate ladder and experiencing the successes as well as the failures, he yearned to do something else. However, the financial cocoon he built and enjoyed was hard to leave to pursue a different vocation. In 26, his wife and he moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, rather than New York, where his current employer wanted him to move. Then in 27, he accepted a position in the financial industry for one of the banks in Charlotte. Then his wife and he experienced the most dramatic turning point in their lives. On January 15th, 29, his wife was on flight 1549 that landed on the Hudson. Then, a week later, almost to the hour, he was downsized by the same company that they both worked for. This was the start of his coaching career, but he was unaware of it. He was fine on the outside, but imploding on the inside. His heart and head didn't want to go back into corporate USA, so he decided to do something that he truly enjoyed, and that was to work with others to discover more about themselves. I am pleased to welcome back to the show David Whitman. Hi, David. How are you doing today?
Good, January. How are you?
It's wonderful to have you back on the show and sharing your coaching, Coach for Change techniques. I'm so happy to have you. Now let's talk about what we're going to talk about. We wanted to talk about, well, first of all, have you and your wife totally recovered from that traumatic experience that she went through and you went through?
I would say the only leftover from that experience has been my wife has an affinity now for watching a program on Nat Geo called Air Disasters. You know, she goes, "Oh, that's not good," or whatever. So I don't know, if, you know, how cathartic it is for her to do that. But other than that, like I said, she was ready to fly back that night. So
really?
She's pretty much moved on. Yes.
Oh wow, wow! I can't imagine getting on a plane after something like that happens. But I think it's like getting back up on a horse. If you don't do it right away, you probably will never do it. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I was amazed myself, but, you know, that's my wife. She's pretty much a forward, rear mirror driving person.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wow, that was kind of a funky landing, but okay. You know, now I want to go back. Now I want to go back home.
Has her experience been broadcast? Have they made a TV show or a movie about what happened on that flight?
Actually, she was featured in the book that came out, Miracle on the Hudson.
Oh, okay.
She was interviewed and has excerpts and segments throughout the book along with the other 150 people that were on the flight.
Uh-huh.
So, in fact, the plane is here in Charlotte, and I do have a couple of articles that I want to donate. The sweater from the New York Waterways that she was given when she was on the transport and stuff like that. So we want to go take a picture of her sitting in seat 17C. And you know, we've got a little bundle of, you know, flight stuff, you know. But
is the plane in a museum, or why is it in Charlotte?
Yeah, it's actually in the Aviation Museum at Charlotte, and I think they've opened it to the public. It's the whole plane.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it should definitely be called the Miracle Plane. What an amazing story, and I'm so glad that they all survived. Well, now, let's talk about integrated people. And you're helping coach people and to help them make decisions that are mental, emotional, physically, and spiritually based. How do you know which inner person is making that decision? Because we talked about the child, the adolescent, and the adult.
Okay. When we say integrated people, we are, like you mentioned, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically based, and we make decisions, choices in our life based on one of those four quadrants, if you will. And that quadrant can change within a couple of minutes. You could be making a mentally based decision, and then, you know, your boss comes in or something unexpected happens. Now you're all emotional. Now you're making choices from that place. And that really helped me learning about myself. Wow, where is this decision coming from? Is it the brain? You know, is it the heart? And it allowed me to gain clarity where the decision was coming from. And then I was able to ask myself, is this the best place for it to serve me, to feed me?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.